Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
This is the Hagman Report for today. It is Thursday, January 28th, where truth can't be silenced. This is January 28th, 2021. Again, where truth can't be silenced. We're not going to be silenced. HagmanReport.com, HagmanStore.com, the latter, of course, for some fantastic, and I mean fantastic, coffee. It's gourmet coffee, Detective's Choice, and two other blends, Patriot and Revolution blends. You've got the whole bean, the ground, and the K-cups. For the whole bean, I recommend grinding it yourself and then using a French press. I'll tell you, the Detective's Choice is hyper-caffeinated. And then you've got varying degrees of darkness in the other two roasts. HagmanStore.com. Proceeds go to, in part, go to organizations with boots on the ground to fight human and child sex trafficking, including especially Vets for Child Rescue, Craig Stories Group, as well as Russ Dizdar, S-I-I-U. And Russ is a good friend of mine, as Craig Sawyer. They do great work. All right. This is an information-packed show. Please, folks, I ask that you pay attention here to the first couple of minutes here. What has been making news this week is something that's been gurgling in the background, percolating, and now it's shown to be the populist uprising, the rage against the Biden or the establishment, the rage against the establishment. Remember, it was the establishment. Remember what happened back in 2008, 2009, that a big financial crisis back then, and then Obama coming in and putting people in his cabinet right at the cusp of that. All right, we're seeing a replay of that today, but with different actions and different results, because now we're seeing a populist uprising against this very theft, against this duopoly of Wall Street and government, as well as this vertical integration between media, social media, and the government. I always say that, you know, communism, they have a state-run media. Here in the United States, it's a media-run state, as evidenced by, for example, the cold open we always play of Brennan on, I think it was MSNBC or CNN, talking about the threat that the people, we the people, create against the government. Now, Washington has the capital, the U.S. Capitol. It is a virtual green zone. There are still 7,000, roughly 7,000 armed troops in the green zone. There are 7, 8, 10 foot high walls wrapped in razor wire. You cannot get into the Capitol except through this labyrinth of access. Or limited access. I think I finally figured out why that's still there, and it's going to be there, and the troops are expected to be there through, according to this memo from Homeland Security, through the end of April. This is what I'm reading here. Yesterday, we talked about this. I think we were the first one out talking about the DHS memo, National Terrorism Bulletin, and it's on HagmanReport.com. Pay attention, patriots. It was issued yesterday at 11 o'clock in the morning. And the summary, very quickly, the acting secretary of Homeland Security has issued a National Terrorism Advisory Bulletin due to heightened threat environment across the United States, which DHS believes will persist in the weeks following the successful presidential inauguration. Curious, isn't it? Successful presidential inauguration. Curious turn of phrase. Keep that in mind, because, and I'm not beholden to anyone or anything, because the election from Donald Trump was stolen through voter fraud and election fraud in at least 7 states. Full stop there. And the people know this, and Biden knows this, Biden, by the way, 37 executive orders. Who's the dictator, Biden or Trump? So when you are talking to your neighbor who loves Biden, when you're talking to your family, think about this, 37 executive orders by Biden. Who is the dictator? This explains the wall. This explains the razor wire. This explains because finding friends in the Capitol and being a catalyst for Biden are the very people who are elected to serve us, but they're not serving us. They're serving K Street. They're serving the lobbyists. They're serving Wall Street, and they're serving and being served by the social media giants who are suppressing our voice. Pay attention to, please pay attention to what's going on, because this is one of the most critical times in American history ever, right this moment. And here's the deal. Continuing on with that, DHS bulletin or the IC bulletin. And this is key. Information suggests that some ideologically motivated violent extremists, that would be us, the patriots, read patriots, with objections to the exercise of government authority. That would be us, because yes, we object to having our voices silenced in this vertically integrated media run state. We object to that. And we object to the thought crimes. Hang on a minute, and let me continue. And the presidential transition. Okay, yes, we object to that because the election was stolen, and you know it, and I know it. Hold that thought. As well as other perceived grievances. Well, what could that possibly be? Hey, when we have a guest on, Sam Andrews, talking about marching on the Capitol or holding a peaceful protest at the Capitol. Yesterday, it was my understanding yesterday, the two FBI agents, they went to Sam Andrews, and they're coming for us, meaning this platform. Okay? So if we're not on the air tomorrow, you may know why. If we're not on the, so understand this. And getting back to this IC bulletin. Other perceived grievances fueled by false narratives. It's only false if they say it's false. And they say it's false, the theft of the election. It's false. It's fake news. Okay? The votes were counted and recounted. And that's like, you know, okay, yeah. Recount the fraudulent votes. It's an exercise in futility. But, and this is the other part, could continue to mobilize or incite and commit violence. All right, so here's what's happened very quickly, because I got this is a packed show. There has been a populist revolt against Wall Street, against the establishment machine, against the very people who acted in 2008, 2009, against, because during the transition into 2009, into that presidential election, who was the front man to handle all of that money, the bailouts and such? It wasn't Obama. It was Joseph Biden. Oh, gee whiz, go figure. Now, here's the thing. This week, GameStop was one of four companies, but GameStop is making the headlines. Hedge funds such as Melvin Capital shorted the stock for GameStop. Okay, if you don't know what shorting means, it's a bet against the stock going up. It's a bet for the stock going down. It's kind of like don't pass on craps. All right, there are better ways to explain it, but you get the idea. Now, Melvin Capital is a hedge fund, which means that they manage, for example, your retirement. If you're a pipe fitter in Iowa, they're managing your retirement funds, but they're gambling. This is like Casino Royale. This is exactly what this is. They're gambling with your retirement money. So they put a bet against GameStop, for example, which they drag out 2% for the maintenance fee. Up front, and then on the backside, they get 20% of the profit. GameStop was, it's going down. Now, here's what happened. The stock was going down as planned by the establishment, but a group of people that began, I believe we could trace it back to Reddit. They said, hey, you know what? We like this stock. Of course, this is not how it's going to be explained in the mainstream media. We kind of like this stock. So we're going to invest in GameStop. Well, what happened? It doesn't take a whole lot of figuring to understand that, that you had a whole bunch of people through, not through brokerage houses or not through brokerage firms, but through applications like Robinhood, for example. They started buying up GameStop stock. And the stock went straight up. I mean, it went crazy. And Melvin Capital is like, wait a second. We're the big boys on the block. And we can't have this. We can't, this is against the rules, which is not, but this was a populist revolt by individuals understanding that we are being manipulated, that it's okay for the brokerage firms on Wall Street, for K Street, for the lobbyists, and for the end users that are the representatives and senators of this government to make money. Because the lobbyists, who are they beholden to? Or who are the senators and congressmen beholden to? The lobbyists. And who funds the lobbyists? It's Wall Street. It's K Street. So the bottom line is this. Once that stock went up and Melvin Capital saying, oh my goodness, we have a problem. Well, that firm is Washington establishment. It's the Bushes and the, for example, it's the Bushes and the Cheneys and the Obamas, and name a Wall Street, name an establishment person. It's uniparty. It's both the Republican and Democrat, because I don't hear Bernie Sanders yipping. I don't hear Pocahontas yipping. Okay. I don't hear, any of these. So here's what happened. Here's what happened. Because the establishment says, you know what? We cannot allow you, you peon, you peasant, you serf. We can't allow you to make your $20, $30, $40 on your short op or your long your stock purchase. We can't. No. There might be 100,000 of you and one of us, but we can't allow you to make any money. What happened next? And this is Biden's Yellen, okay, the Treasury Secretary. In order to, during this time, I should add that, Citadel bailed out Melvin Capital for the tune of, I think, $2.5 to $3 billion. I'm not sure the end dollar amount. Kind of like 08, reminiscent of 08, but for different reasons. But okay. So, and think Mitt Romney, Bain Capital. Think of that. But this is, by the way, this is also a product. I'm going to be getting into my guest today, Steve Quayle. We're going to be getting into this. This is what zero interest rates do to a public that is pissed off already. All right. That can't make money. You put money in a bank. What do you get? Zero. You get a goose egg. Meanwhile, the K Street lobbyists, the senators, the reps, they're making money. They are making tons of money. But you make money. No. You've got to be happy with your $600 and shut up and sit down. Okay. Maybe we'll give you, $1,200. Okay. But you got to shut up and sit down. Meanwhile, we're going to keep your businesses closed. Meanwhile, we're going to tell you that the Chinese part. Oh, and this is the other thing too. This is the other thing. You can't say China virus. That was one of the executive orders. Oh, for heaven forbid. Don't say that's xenophobic. No. Why? Because this administration, specifically Joe Biden and that bag man Hunter Biden, that crack addict, and I know a crack addict when I see one, okay? That crack addict, that drug addict, that man whore is walking the West Wing of the White House. That's who's taking care of your foreign policy. And Blinken, who's out there sucking the chrome off the bumper of Xi Jinping's car. I could have said something different. I almost did. But this is a populist uprising. Yeah, I'm going to tell you what, if Yellen was Trump's pick, they'd be calling for not her resignation. CNN, MSNBC, CNBC, all of the Wall Street giants would be calling for her to be hung in the middle of Times Square. But it's not. Hey, Bernie, where are you? Hey, Pocahontas, where are you? You're meeting with your K Street people, lobbyists? This is what's going on. You want to know why there is 7, 8, 10 foot walls with barbed wire on it, with razor wire on it at the Capitol? This is why. You want to know why they're shutting us down on social media? This is why. It's because the people are starting to fight back. And folks, it's only going to get worse. We have to stay in the game. And by the way, there is no one, and I mean no one, there's no military operation that's going to save us. There's no fantasy person that's going to come in and put military tribunal. It's not going to happen. This is a cage fight. Please understand, get your head out of your butt. Get your head out of the sand. Understand that there was no one coming to help us, that this is a cage fight. This is a street fight. They brought knives. They brought chains and brass knuckles. And there's only one thing that's going to happen. It's not going to happen, you know, through this magical mystery unicorn farts and puppy dogs and kitty videos. No, we have to get our hands dirty and fight like they fight. But understand this, the people are angry. And what we're seeing right now, this is not the headline. This is a headline because this is going to continue. With me is Steve Quayle. SteveQuayle.com, QFiles 2.0. You want the latest on this stuff? Q, I'm going to tell you right now. Go to, there it is right on your screen, QFiles.tv. Subscribe to QFiles.tv. Subscribe today, tonight. Get your intel briefing through QFiles. I'm a subscriber. I believe in this. I love Steve as a brother. I love his information. And speaking of information, Steve's got a little bit of information about the silver market, the bottom line here on the short squeeze. That's possible. That can be history making. And Steve's the consummate expert on the precious metals. With me is Steve Quayle. Steve Quayle, how are you doing, sir? How are you doing, brother?
Good, Doug. And hey, listen, unfortunately for the people that got their heads in the wrong part of their body, well, guess what? China Mart has an answer to that. They're going to start doing, I'm not kidding, anal swabs for COVID-19. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not trying to be crude,
but that should
absolutely infuriate everybody who's watching this. Are you freaking kidding me? They're going to do anal swabs for COVID-19. First of all, I want to make it clear. It is a Wuhan virus. Now there are 5 known mutations, and guess what? There are 43 more slots to go. On Doug's show, on the Hagmann Report, months ago, March, April, May, my sources were telling me, listen, the mutagenic nature of the Wuhan bioweapon is absolutely going to take the world by storm. The xenophobic nature of the Chinese, they don't like all of us, okay? That's why they're talking about killing every man, woman, and child in the United States. And ladies and gentlemen, their generals, their military is on record saying they're going to do it through biologicals. So here's the deal. The silver market, and let's just do GameStop first. For the first time in history, Wall Street dirtied its diapers because the populace, young men and women, 3.5 million of them, took on Wall Street as a collective whole, and the wretched sons of hell decided nobody can take us on. We're the ones that set the market. We're the ones that own the market. We're the ones that control the market. And Doug used a good word, peons. If you do not get this point today in this part of the show, they consider you expendable. They will inject you. They will starve you. They will freeze you out. Oh, if you don't think that's true, look at you can't buy, sell, or trade or travel now without the infamous passport. Well, you know, I don't listen to heavy rock or heavy metal, never did, hate it, but, you know, there was a song called Highway to Hell, and I would say this, it's multiple highways to hell now on top of each other. This is the biggest event to happen in the history. I was up pretty much all night, early this morning. I don't know. I slept a couple hours and talking to some of the smartest guys I know. And believe me, I know smart guys overseas, and they're smarter than I am. And they're smart because they've made it and they understand the market. What Doug was talking about is this. It started with GameStop and a massive amount of shorts. Let me explain what a short is. If those who are manipulating the market to bring it up want to sucker everybody into the market, buying a stock, let's say GameStop, they wanted people to buy at a certain level, then they shorted the market. That means they said it's going to go down, it's going to go down. So they bought all of these short positions. Well, all these, God bless each and every one of you that bought GameStop. 3.5 million. I don't know how many actual people did, but it was enough money to come in and cause two of the major hedge funds almost to go broke. These are big guys. One lost 12.5 billion in a matter of about 24 to 36 hours.
Crimea River.
Yep. And seriously, the river that they're crying is a river Styx. If you understand mythology, that's a river that takes you into the underworld. Well, the underhandedness of the underworlders, there's a good word for you, the shadow masters, they've been called. Now, they have shut down. I just talked to Tyler, my son, who fortunately is the generation that understands all of the computer trading and everything that's going on better than I do. But now the brokerage firms will not allow you to trade those four stocks. In other words, they've changed the rules of the game. And today,
if I can interject something here, Steve, I don't mean to overtalk you, but no. It's not the brokerage houses. It's the independent applications. For example, we had Robinhood as a sponsor. Okay.
Yes.
It's Robinhood. The four stocks, GameStop, Nokia, BlackBerry, AMC. Okay. Those are the four stocks, but you go ahead and I've got a Robinhood account myself. Okay. It's nothing in it, but I got it. But if I wanted, for example, to trade, can't do it. Why? Because the people in power, and you're right, 100%. They said, wait a minute, this is costing us money. We're supposed to be making the money, not the peons, not you serfs. We make the money. And that's why they changed the rules. It would be like the team that we sponsor, football team that we sponsor here, grade school, playing against the Pittsburgh Steelers from the 70s. Okay. And then our team's winning. Okay, and it's a fourth quarter, and they're about to win, and the game says, wait a second, we're gonna give 25, 30, 40 more minutes. We're gonna have another 2-3 quarters, right, in the game, because you can't win. We can't win, and that's the problem. I'm sorry, Steve. Thank you for allowing me that.
Well, no, here's the deal, too, and I want to make this clear. Now the people that were successful in the world of running a $5 stock to 500 in a matter of days are going to do the same thing by taking on the SLV, which is the silver exchange traded funds. And people don't know this, but there's over 400 ounces of silver sold for every 1 ounce that exists. Or some people say 250. The bottom line is it's overselling. It's overselling by, you know, multiple thousands of percent. The goal is to break the hold of JP Morgan and some of the big silver banks that have been manipulating you and I and all of us who've been precious metals holders for, you know, 40 years. I started selling precious metals 35 years ago, but I bought them 40 years ago. So the bottom, no, actually 45 years ago when I bought my first tube of whatever I bought, maybe $20 gold pieces. But the point is that now silver's going to explode. And the reason why it's going to explode is the same group of people are going to come into the market. They're going to buy futures. That means they're going to bet that by, let's say, May of 2021, $50 silver is going to cost you right now. And I'm only saying this to give you an example. A 5,000 ounce position. I do not sell commodities. I do not sell stock. I sell physical silver. But the point is there's not enough silver. So when these guys buy SLV shares and they stand for delivery, or there's so little silver to cover the delivery, you're going to watch the silver prices finally go up. And I know a lot of people, Doug, bought silver. I did too. Higher. It was supposed to go. The most manipulated market in the world is silver. I would tell you this. It's interesting to me that gold and silver are created by God and it's the most manipulated market in the world. And yet all the paper, I mean, good night, toilet paper can't even compare. All the rolls of toilet paper can't compare to the commercial paper that's out there. Now, here's what the big issue is. Every hedge fund, my two-finger illustration, hedge funds have collateral issues with other financial interests, and we don't know the true exposure of those. But I will tell you this, it's a good thing the federal government's there to bail out the hedge funds, because once they go, the whole market goes. Do you not think it's funny, everyone, that the stock market goes up and up and up, and yet the people are losing their homes, losing their jobs? They're absolutely losing their minds because they're placed into solitary confinement. And those freaking masks that they're trying to tell you need three of them now? Are you freaking kidding me?
Steve, I'm going to tell you something. Anyone who says you need three masks, here's what I contend. Take a plastic garbage bag, okay, and a zip tie, and put it over your face, and there you go. I promise you, you won't have to worry about the coronavirus, because it's ridiculous to think, not one, not two, but three. And anyone saying, but you know what, Steve, to the bigger point, this is the submission, the forced submission of a gullible public using the Chinese Communist Party model of globalization, and this is what we're seeing, and this is what the Bidens have brought to Washington with the open arms of the people who work for us, the 535 plus 9. Go ahead, sir.
Well, actually, Doug, I would correct that. The ones who work for China.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I could tell you, I've seen the numbers. The people that have access to those numbers have told me, Steve, do you realize that 75% of Congress and the Senate is on the Chinese payroll, rattling off figures like, and then do you realize 22 governors are on the payroll of the Chinese government?
And
then
Pompeo, Pompeo identified those people, and he said, you're on that list.
Yep. And so the thing is that, you know, I'm not on the list.
No, not you.
The Chinese don't love me. But the bottom line is that the governors who are controlling the states are absolutely in their pocket. Now, let me say this. The Wuhan virus was designed in one of the most sophisticated laboratories in the world, not the one that, it leaked accidentally. It did not leak. If everyone would think out of the freaking box, okay? Oh, I know that what you're trying to say, yeah, and maybe I should add something to that. But the bottom line is this, that what you see above ground, there's multiple levels beneath the main Wuhan biolab. China has five advanced biolabs. And Doug, when I wrote the book Breathe No Evil, man, I interviewed people from the intelligence agencies who were fired or quit being spies after the Cold War. I interviewed scientists. I had people that were coming out of the woodworks because they'd hear me on Coast to Coast. It isn't about me. But they said, you're telling the people the truth. But you know what they kept saying? Steve, the people don't care. And this will bite them in their bottom. And I didn't know then that they'd have to fight with the anal swabs. By the way, that originated in China.
Yes, yes.
China.
If I can, not that you need verification or authentication, just for the people out there, okay? New York Post, two separate headlines, verifies exactly what Steve Quayle has been saying now since this whole thing started. This is the Chinese Communist Party virus. But what you said, and I just want to touch on these headlines real quick, because this is,
please,
to me, this is a testament to you. And this is why, folks, this is why you need to be subscribed to Q-Files. But here's the deal. Headline, Miranda Devine. Okay. Dr. Fauci needs to be held responsible for COVID-19 mistakes. All right. New York Post, Dr. Fauci needs to be held responsible for COVID-19 mistakes. Here it is right here in case you don't believe me. The next one, this is the most recent one. Again, this addresses directly to everything you've been saying, is this one. Hey, who? Exclamation point. Do a real Wuhan probe. And that's, again, this is out of the New York Post, and everything you've been saying that is right here in these two articles, again, by Miranda Devine, New York Post. And need I say any more? You're exactly right. And these anal swabs, by the way, I hear Pete Buttigieg is lining up along with Lindsey Graham and a few others. I'm just saying, and Cuomo, Fredo, and his brother. So anyway, go ahead, sir.
Well, and I'm sorry. Everybody better grow up. We're in a civil war. We're in the complete assassination of truth. The prayers of all of those of you who pray for Doug, pray for me, pray for everyone who's on talk radio, alternate news, Mike Adams, Dave Hodges. I'm just going by the ones off my Alex Jones. Look, ladies and gentlemen, they are more afraid of the truth because they know they can sell the lie. The problem is people are buying the lie. So when there used to be, I don't know how to say this any nicer, but there used to be a really profane statement about, you know, the south end of your body. And they're sticking it to the south end of your body, and they're saying, ha ha, we're blanking it up your blank. In essence, they're giving us the ultimate degradation. Little girls having their posteriors probed, men. Ladies and gentlemen, wake up. This is the absolute most disgusting, perverted plan from hell. And you can't go along with it. I know people, Doug, and I know people that are getting divorced or right there because the wife won't live in the same house as her husband, who's a man of God, who's a man of God, and all of her friends are getting the vaccine. Even Kamala Harris, they're not telling you the truth. She's sicker than sick. Because she took the second vaccine.
She looked like Gumby after she got it. But yeah.
Huh?
She looked like Gumby after she got it.
Yep. I mean, and listen, here's something else. Nobody was talking about the absolute genocidal assassination of our elderly longer than I have. I'm not talking about after the fact. I'm not talking about COVID-19. I said before the fact. They want to kill the elderly off. Guess what? No Social Security, no Medicare. No life insurance policies. Maybe their policies paying off from good companies. And I don't know which are and which aren't. But this is genocide. We sit back. We watch them kill our mothers, kill our fathers. We watch them kill our babies. Kill, 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 kill. And the devil comes to rob, to kill, and destroy. Call the enemy of all men's souls who he is. Jesus is the only one who can take him on. And by the way, as Doug said, there's no one coming to your rescue on the, what's his statement? Opposite of that, they're coming. They're arresting even cartoonists. How long will they put up? Here's what they're doing, Doug, and you and I both talk about this. Now we get in the nitty-gritty. They are provoking a response from those who can't take anymore so they can kill everybody. You know, here's what's interesting. The Deagle report is talking about the population of 2025 going down in the United States by close to 260 million. There'll be 100 million people left alive. That means, ladies and gentlemen, the great die-off has started. The eugenics movement, absolutely put into effect by Hitler, his great-grandchildren are running it right now. The same demons that infused the darkest period of history, well, just one of them, the bottom line is coming back now. And Jesus said, there's never been a time like it, nor would be again, except the days be short for the elect, there will be no flesh left alive. The genetic manipulation of the human genome that God created in all its beauty, Adam and Eve, everything's under attack. And this is going to affect all of us. This is going to affect all of us. And ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know something. You can deny it all, but if you deny it all, you will either be forced to yield, and if you yield to the powers of hell, it'll cost you your eternal soul. There will be no jobs. You're being replaced by robots. There'll be no food to buy because guess what? It's not going to exist. Go on my alert, stevequayle.com. I just sent out, here's something cool. I sent out an alert to all my Q-File subscribers. One of the most important I've ever written in my life. And I want you to know, somebody out there, one of my friends or brother in the Lord, sent me an alert today. And maybe you can put it up, Eric. It's on, you know, the big Q alerts, okay? That was so important because here's the thing. There's famine in the land. There's a drought coming. I'm talking about a literal drought. were the water faucets that God gave us to go and get a glass of water, were the glorious showers, my prayer closet. When the water turns off, humanity dies. If you don't think that's true, you've got bastard governors. And when I use the word bastard, I mean in the fullest extent of the fallen angel progeny, bastards. God called them that. If you have a problem with that word, then you better grow up and take it up with the Lord. Selling out the water rights. Selling out the water rights of United States citizens. Canada has already given or sold or dealt away some of the most important water rights that the Canadians own. Oh, by the way, did you see 2,000 Chinese police in Canada along with judges? Hello, they're putting it into place. Here's the thing. You're going to need a safe place. In the next hour, Doug and I are going to bring on Robert Vincini. And he's a guy that has gone out and an interesting man. You've all heard of bunkers for billionaires and everything. He's already got the infrastructure and he's got places already set up. We'll let him talk about it. But with every problem, there's a solution. What Doug Hageman and I, and I'm going to bring this up, and the satellite phone stores, when I get off of the 2 hours with Doug, I'll be having an extensive conversation. We do Zoom conversations to get everything in motion for base stations throughout the United States with satellite communication, satellite to satellite phone. You need to understand the purpose of that satellite to satellite phone. And Doug, it's because you've got the bigger audience than I do on the podcast. I've explained this for them, but you'll be able to dial into a number or you'll have a base station with your satellite phone, just like a cell phone or cell phone. It'll be sitting in a dock. Whoever is generating information, whether it's Doug, myself, and a bunch of other people I'm not going to name, we're setting up an infrastructure. And by the way, there's a person who stepped up and put up $1 million to put this into place, okay? And it wasn't me. I don't have $1 million to do that.
Well, it wasn't me, and I checked with Eric, and it wasn't him either. So
Yeah. And Doug, you and I will be on the corner with cups going, alms for the store, alms for the store. But by the grace of God, look at this, ladies and gentlemen. The need didn't arise until now. What happens if your health phones go down? What happens when you can no longer say hello? What happens when you go on your computer and there's nothing there? What happens when you're told to turn on your TV and for 3 hours or 6 hours or every 3 hours, you get bombarded with the same message? Go to your FEMA camps. Go to your neighborhood rectors. Go to rectors or whatever they call it, directors. Go to your local pastor. They will lead you to food and water. They will lead you to slaughter. I haven't spent the years of my life on talk radio, nor has Doug, on shortwave radio, on podcasts, all this stuff, to turn you over the wolves. But I can't do anything for those of you who want to jump into the jowls of the wolves. Oh, here I am. I'm a dumb shit. Excuse me. Okay. You may have to cut that one out. Eat me, you know? Here I am, a foolish man. I'll restate that so you can cut it out. Here I am as a foolish man. Please eat me, because I believe those who have destroyed my life, destroyed my family, destroyed my ability to eat, destroyed my ability to work, destroyed everything I used to believe, and they've taken my liberty, taken my freedom. I can no longer even have a Bible because it'll be a capital offense. Oh, and by the way, they're already claiming that, and you don't see it, Faces of Death book. To the literal foulest depth of hell, I pray that God opens up the earth literally and swallows their headquarters, lock, stock, and Facebook talk into the bowels of hell, just as those who withstood Moses were taken down directly into hell.
It's my understanding, Stephen, correct me if I'm wrong, you cannot even link to Bible Gateway on Facebook because that says that they incite violence. Or violates community standards or some bogus reason. But,
right.
Okay, you talk about a bunch of crap. In my view, this is, and you know what really chaps my, Okay, you know what really gets under my skin is
I know it's hard to talk, Doug, because it's like yeah.
How long and how much money, and I'm not being specific, I'm being general, how much money did you and I have to spend to fight these? I can't say, the only thing I can say is we fought and we bled for years, bled money and cried. And I mean cried because people said, oh, that's a bunch of crap. That's fake news. And we had to defend our position and you were right. You were right.
Well, I think it's a slander and we've won a lawsuit against one of the biggest mouths on the internet who dared us to sue him, and that's a matter of public record.
Yeah, that's true.
Accused us of the most heinous crimes, especially Russ, Doug, and Craig Sawyer, and some of the mouths out there. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a fruit. There's fruit in Mr. Hagman's life. There's fruit in my life. Craig Sawyer, God bless him. I wish I had Craig Sawyer's talent, skills, training, because quite candidly, I just go in a different route than I'm going now. That's not a threat. It's just I would. Okay. I don't.
Craig could take a paper napkin and a straw and kill somebody. I mean, or he could be the best tactician in the world. I mean, he's a SEAL Team 6. I mean, there he is.
Yep. And here's the thing. When I saw his self-composure, when I saw the horrible things that were said against Craig, when I learned, and I was dumbstruck, what his daughter went through, you know,
horrible.
Correct me if I'm wrong, she was gang raped, correct?
Yes. And then, yes.
And some son of a bitch, and I'm telling you this, takes him on, knowing all the trauma and stuff. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Listen, I'm on record. I'm praying that God will control my mouth. And the anger of man doesn't work the righteousness of God. Neither does the cowardice of Christians cover their overt denial of Jesus Christ. Their, I just want to get along. I want to wear my mask. I want to just be like all of them. The image, the likeness. Moses goes before the presence of God. The glory of God shines on his face. People can't even look about it. It was not God's glory. It was the reflected glory of God.
Amen.
So, you know, again, you know, I am so, Doug, fed up. And I got to be blunt with you. I see very soon my entire website, at least the stevequayle.com, going behind a paid firewall. I'm sorry to have to do that. But ladies and gentlemen, when you get just to a certain point and you're trying by the grace of God to stop the slaughter, stop the slander, the scorn, the ridicule, the mockery. Bottom line is, ladies and gentlemen, Jesus has been talking to me. He said, Steve, he has. He said, relax. You quote the scripture, they hated me. The Lord Jesus speaking, they hated me without a cause. They'll hate you. You're no greater than the master. I said, yeah, Lord, but you're coming back as a lion. And I would like to roar a little bit. So, ladies and gentlemen, I have those lion pictures. By the way, to my brother and sister that sent me that fabulous lion picture, the big one. Notice the size. Notice that they're growing in size. I think that's actually prophetically symbolic. I'm not looking for anything just to hang the prophecy symbol on. But what I'm saying is this. We, the Christians, could have magnified the Lord Jesus Christ. We could have preached repentance from dead works. Notice what I said. There are works, but there are dead works. A dead work is, I'm going to go get on the Faces of Death book and share my favorite scripture. Okay? God's word will not return void. But you understand that there's a difference between, this is my favorite one, holy warrior of God. No names. Holy warrior of God. Or God's sword. I'm not mocking the Lord. I'm not mocking his word. And yet there's nothing but cowardice. By the way, the fearful, the unbelieving, go in the lake of fire. What happened to the, in the parable of the talents, the man that was given the fewest talents, and he went and hit him in the ground because he was afraid. The kingdom of God suffers violence and the violent take it by force. That can be understood two ways. The kingdom of God, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. The violent people, the evil people are taking the kingdom and its blessings away from us, God's people. I want to make this clear. God will defend, protect, provide, all of the promises in the living God are unto his own. But I'm the one who's been saying this. Oh, you're cursing the Christian. Not at all. I'm speaking the word of God. I've quoted the scripture. If the nations that have been blessed turn from the living God, he will repent of the good that he said he would do unto them. Our country's under judgment. Our country, and the devil knows it. See, this is something interesting. The devil knows exactly the time frame. He knows exactly how long he's got to kill the majority of people. And there's a scripture that a brother gave me the other day, and I forget it right now, but God said, I will double unto them their iniquity. So if we got 100 million of our little brothers and sisters already in heaven, murdered, slaughtered, pulled apart in the womb, blood, guts, and gore, and hardly a whimper from the Christians, if God doubles it, there's 200 million people going to die. And one guy said, well, it's 130 times two. And I forget, he said the 30 we don't know about. Maybe that's how he came up. 260 million people. I said, isn't that interesting? And the word of God says that's going to happen. But again, people just don't think God is who he says he is and does what he says he does. Doug, I'm counting, and I believe, I'm counting the days before there is such a shakeup, such a pronounced hand of God movement on the earth that no man will take credit for. No devil can initiate it. Even the powers of hell and all their rage at the image bearers of Lord Jesus Christ, those of us created in God's image and likeness. By the way, we all have his image, but we only get his likeness through Jesus. That's because we're new creations in Christ Jesus. So what does this have to do with the silver market? Remember this. Silver is in the tabernacle. It is in the tent of tabernacle. It's in the temple. Silver is a sign of redemption. And silver, when you refine silver, the way they tell that the dross, in other words, the garbage in the silver, is when you can see your image. In other words, when the surface of the molten silver is so reflective. By the way, it's one of the most reflective metals in the world. That's what's going to happen. I believe God's going to use the silver market to reflect literally the total scavenging, the raping, the plundering, the pillaging of the people. Everybody says, well, I don't want silver. It's too heavy. Well, go ahead and try and trade your paper. We're already seeing, Doug said this, we're seeing, he has a Robinhood account. They're locking people out of the accounts. Now that the jig is up, now that their game is up, now that their evil is exposed, you're not going to be allowed access, but you can still buy physical silver. You can still buy it. And I want to share this. I have enough background in the silver market, 3.5 decades, and gold market, and platinum and palladium. By the way, Doug, I sold palladium at $80 an ounce when I first started talking about it so many decades ago. And what is it, 2,500? Announced now, you know. So all I'm saying to you is this. Something is going to give and the stock market's going to crash. But I've asked the experts, even the guys that are TA, technical analysts, there's two ways to look at the market. Technical analysis, fundamentals, and then there's a third word, the word normal, never being used again. I said that at Branson. Ladies and gentlemen, let me ask you this. Is it normal that you are isolated under solitary confinement to your own quarters and you went along with by a bunch of hellish bastards that were out partying, eating, and they didn't have to live by the rules? We're techno serfs. That's what's happening. We've become a technologically decadent society. I use the word tech decadence. I did that 25 years ago, and now you're a techno serf. What, you get to oil the wheels on the robots? Well, pretty soon there won't be any wheels on the robots. They'll be bipedal. They'll be Sophia on steroids. That was one of the first, quote, human-like. Look at how people, Doug, have run to embrace the demon in the machine. Look at how they bought the lie. You're just a pissant human. We're going to give you the power of Superman. You see all those superheroes? You want to fly? We're going to let you fly. You want to have powers where flames come out of your hands, you know? We're going to give you all that. You want super soldiers? Oh, we got those too. You want Transformers? We got those too. But guess what? Each announcement of a new technological superior advancement means this. One less human, one better way to kill, an accelerated kill schedule, and by 2025, 260 million of us are going to be dead. And I guess if that doesn't rile anybody, Doug, if that doesn't make people want to seek God, if that doesn't want to make people to repent, I could not live with what I know 1 minute. This isn't metaphor. This isn't melodrama. If I did not know Jesus as my Savior. Ladies and gentlemen, they're coming to take down, take off, and that's what we're trying to do is set up a communication system for you. You can call in. This isn't a pitch. You know, I could care less. You don't want to buy a phone? Don't. And you want to wait? Wait. But what I'm saying is this. I'm believing that God's going to give a communication. And let's say wherever you're at, let's just say Phoenix, Arizona. Somebody there's going to have base stations. Those people in Phoenix, Arizona will know the number to call, and the numbers of their sat phones will be known by the base station owner, and he doesn't even have to know their names. Get it? So the anonymity is going to be increased too. And look, I understand that the devil can do anything, but I also understand that the God of heaven created the devil, not as he is, but as Lucifer, the one who was in charge of the worship in heaven. The Bible says the pipes, the music pipes were built into him. And oh, by the way, there's no powerful force on earth that has taken away the power of God's people more so than Christians. More so than Christians. The Christians have allowed the very, you know, what was the song? Give me the beat, boy, and lose my soul. I want to get lost in rock and roll. I don't know who Dobie somebody said it, but or the song, but that's exactly what it was all about. We're seeing now, ladies and gentlemen, we're seeing now the culmination of the age. And I want to put this into perspective, Doug, and then I think we better go and bring on our other guests.
All right.
If people understood the lateness of the hour, meaning how much time, and I'm going to leave you with this, people, in this segment of the Hagman Show, with Doug's permission. Imagine a clock. You've all seen 11:59. You've seen the Association of Atomic Scientists, or International Association of Atomic Scientists, moving the clock one year forward, 1 day forward, 1 minute forward, 1 hour forward, whatever. As God counts time, we're breaths, B-R-E-A-T-H-S, breaths away from eternity. And what are you going to do with Jesus today? I pray that you listen to this and you just go sit and if you got a blue sky that isn't chemtrailed or go stare at a favorite picture, put a screensaver up and just meditate and say, Lord, I've been running from you. I've been hiding from you. I've been making excuses for what I'm doing. I'm sinning, God, for those of you who are. I'm absolutely terrified, God. God knows you're afraid, but confess it. And then quote the scripture. God, I'm afraid. But the Bible says, your word says, the righteous are as bold as lions. So, Doug, again, I want to thank you for letting me be on today. Buy silver, ladies and gentlemen. I will tell you this. I know some incredibly wealthy people. They watched what happened to GameStop. GameStop, I can't say the word. And taking positions, every ounce you buy takes it out of the hands and the control of J.P. Morgan and whoever else. So buy it where you can get it because you will understand something. If you understand a $5 stock went to $500 on its way to $1,000, then what can a $20, $30 ounce of silver go to? If it's 10 times, it's $300. And that's when you sell what you need to sell to pay off what you need to pay off or acquire what you need to acquire. And the word is this: whatever water you stored, increase it, double it, triple it. And imagine if you had to go a year without water. That's 365 days. A gallon a day is 365 gallons. Remember this, ladies and gentlemen. There's never been time like it, nor would be again. And except the Lord shortening the days, that's why you look back and say, where did the last 10 years go? Where did the last 1 year go? Are you kidding me? We're in January 2021, almost headed into February. The acceleration of time, because the word of the Lord says the Lord King Jesus is shortening the time for your sake, my sake, and our sake for his second coming. But before his second coming, a time period unlike any other in the history of the world. Never been, never will be. And Jesus said, if he didn't come, if he didn't shorten the time for the righteous sake, there would be no flesh left alive. There's no time to play patty cake, baker's man. Deny all the truth as fast as you can. Sorry, it's a new nursery rhyme. Doug, I think that this is probably one of the biggest wake-up calls. I salute your introduction. Look, we're friends, but you nailed it, Doug. You nailed it. And thank God you nailed it. So, ladies and gentlemen, I think we got to take a break.
Yeah,
and bring on our next guest.
We've got about 45 seconds. I just want to say this in closing. You know, to the Christians who voted for Joe Biden, to what Steve Quayle said. Tomorrow is the National Walk for Life Day. Tomorrow, which is January 29th, 2021. On the eve of that National Walk for Life Day, Biden has reversed and Fauci celebrated the reversal of President Trump's Mexico City policy. In other words, Mexico City policy is being pushed by through executive order. Biden is now funding or allowing the funding of other nations, non-governmental agencies for abortions. Consider the fact too, China, 400 million, I think, a year. I could be wrong, and that's based on gender, but the fact of the matter is, as you pointed out, okay, the little ones who have not been born, their blood has been spread, shed. It's beyond anything imaginable. And here is Biden saying, hey, not only are we going to do it here, but we're going to subsidize the murder of the unborn. That's what we're going to do it with a smile on our face. And we're going to use your money to do it. Folks, you're listening to the Hagmann Report. Steve Quayle is my guest. The populist uprising, it's here. We are the resistance. I didn't mean to coin that from InfoWars, but we are truly the resistance. SteveQuayle.com, QFiles.tv, subscribe. Going to be right back with a very special guest. Don't go away.
Mainstream media won't. You're listening to the Hagmann and Hagmann Report on the Global Star Radio Network.
This is the Hagmann Report, where truth can't be silenced no matter how hard they try. Welcome, FBI. Welcome, NSA. Hey, welcome. Just take notes and make sure you get my address right. Folks, you heard that right. Our friend Sam Andrews was visited by the FBI and others, and it's coming. So, just saying, America held hostage. This is day number 9 of the Biden regime. All right. So just telling you. So, first hour, Steve Quayle, myself, great hour. Go back and listen to it and make sure you download it and archive it. Satellite phone store, please, folks. Here it is right here. Here's a satellite phone, but on your screen momentarily will be the satellite phone store. There you go. Go to the satellite phone store. Just click the link on HagmannReport.com or SteveQuayle.com. But now we have a very special guest, Noah. the original Noah, reconstituted with some of the freeze-dried water that we have, reconstituted back to life. Actually, not. No, it's not the original Noah. It is a version of Noah, perhaps. Robert Vicino. I'm sorry about the pronunciation. I can talk. Tomorrow I'll do colors, and then next day I'll do numbers. But Robert Vicino, he's got a website called terravivos.com. Terravivos.com. It'll be in the program description box at HagmanReport.com in this episode. Everyone check it out. But I'm going to turn this over to Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com and qfiles.tv, where you should all be getting your information. And I'm going to turn this over to Steve, not going to waste a minute more. Steve, take it.
Well, Doug,
take
it away. Thank you. And again, Robert, thank you for being on. Ladies and gentlemen, over the years, there have been warnings, and as others have, and little did I know, a businessman from California would be out scouring different places on the planet for, if you will, shelters and a plan for humanity. And I love your logo, Robert. Where will you go when it hits the fan? And I want to share something with you. Today you're going to hear a solution and an affordable solution by a guy who put his own money, his own reputation on the line. And we've been talking back and forth and emailing, Robert and I have, about it's time now, ladies and gentlemen. So I want you to hear Robert. We're just going to let you go for it, okay? Because you have a plan. You have a calling, and you put your calling, your plan, and your money into preparing different areas, different communities, survival communities that can withstand any of the known, even alien landings, which we'll talk about maybe at some other point. But the point is, share your heart, share your company, share what your prime motive was in doing what you did, because you are a very successful businessman. And you're in the construction business, amongst other things. So please, have at it. We're going to let you share. You need a break. Give it back to Doug or me.
All right. Well, first of all, the real honor is to be on your show. Steve, you're an icon and always have been to me.
Thank you.
You were out there before I was. And Hagman as well. I believe I've been on Hagman's show once or at least once before.
Yes.
I know you were stuttering, and I spoke you when you were doing the intro, Doug, but I was trying to mention that Hooked on Phonics did not work for you.
There's a lot of things that didn't work for me. That's one of them. I'm an investigator, not a talk show host. So be it. Go ahead.
All right. So the other thing, as far as Noah is concerned, I was doing a show with NPR years ago, and this woman out of San Francisco, which kind of gives you a sense of their persuasion, political and so on, and survival. And in the middle of the interview, I knew it was going to be a gotcha. And in the middle of the interview, she said, "Well, aren't you kind of like Noah?" And I said, "No, I don't aspire to be Noah, but I do know this. This crap is going to happen." And so, and then later on, she tried again. And that was kind of the end of the interview. The second attempt was, "Well, you're really a modern-day prophet." And I said, "No, I'm a not-for-profit. I'm making a dime at this." So, it's not about me. It's not about my ego. It's about everybody else. I'm on a mission that was inspired to me in my young 20s, back around 1982. I had a voice in my head, and it was loud. It was clear. It was all I could equate it to is, and it was so profound, is it must be the Holy Spirit talking to me at the ripe young age of, 22 or so. And I'm saying to myself, why me? And the message was that I, Robert, needed to build deep underground shelters for something that's coming our way to save thousands of people. Now, I already had a successful business. I was not involved. I could care less about all this. I was so focused on my own business. I had about 100 employees at the time, and considered pretty successful in that lifetime, if you want to call it that. I tucked it away for 30 years, kind of, you know, every once in a while I'd pull it out and reevaluate and say, well, maybe now, maybe I am supposed to do that. And in 07, I finally rose to the occasion and, so to speak, and gave up all other activities, above ground real estate development and so on, and investment, and I guess went underground. And so since then, we have built and commissioned shelters to accommodate right now about 10,000 people collectively. And so as far as not being able to do it, that was then. This is now. I guess they did pick the right guy because here I am. We've done it. And we're continuing to do it. We're about to add another shelter. In itself is 3 million square feet with a 30-foot ceiling, 100 feet underground, fully paved roads. You can drive not just one Mack truck, but two, one on top of the other throughout this facility. That one alone is going to accommodate about 10,000 people. It's just humongous. It's in the along the eastern half of the United States. So, you know, we have literally pulled it off to the extent that should something happen, be it political, economic, civil war, world war, worse epidemic or pandemic than we have now, creatures from space or anything from space, be it a celestial object, an asteroid, a comet, maybe what everybody's afraid of is Planet X Nibiru and it making a close passing and causing a magnetic shift on our planet, which would cause the Earth to tilt as much as 90 degrees suddenly. And so, and that's the big kahuna. When that happens, you're going to have the waves, the oceans, leave their basin and sweep across the land. So if you're not at a very high altitude, it's and within a worthy shelter, it's unlikely you're going to survive. And just for a little validation on that, and I'll come back to you guys, there's a thing called the three secrets of Fatima, and the third secret is something that's yet to have been revealed. They stem around a incident in Fatima, Portugal, back in 1907 or 8, where three young children were out playing in a field near the grotto, and a grotto. And all of a sudden, an apparition of the Virgin Mary appeared above their heads and started speaking to them. They dropped to their knees and started praying. And the Virgin Mary told them about something that was going to happen. The kids were scared. They went home, told their parents. The parents said, you're lying. This doesn't happen. You know, they were going to ground them. Anyways, they went back a second time, but this time they took their parents.
Excuse me.
The parents saw the apparition as well, and now everybody was like, wow. And she told them more about what was going to happen. Then they went back and told the priest and the local bishop, and they came out with the whole town, the villagers. And there's historic pictures of them standing all around this field on little hills in the trees, all looking at the same object slightly above the heads of these three children. And that's when they heard the third secret. So they didn't know what to do with this information. The priest and the bishop took it to the Vatican. The Vatican saw it as being more than mankind could handle. And if it were to be revealed, it would cause immediate and total chaos. So they wrapped them up in the so-called Vatican archives. Well, now it's said that two of those have come to pass. One might have been World War I, one might have been World War II, or the other. But the third has not. It's still unrevealed. At a conference of bishops in 1982, I think it was, Pope John Paul was in Germany, was asked, what is the third secret of Fatima, by one of the bishops. The Pope responded with, what good would it do for me to serve your vicarious interest and tell you that the oceans are going to leave their basins and billions of people are going to suddenly die? He didn't tell him what it was going to be. He told him what the consequence was going to be. And, you know, that's pretty darn validating. And about that same time, the U.S. government, Chinese, Russians, they all started digging in, digging deep underground bunkers called, known as DUMs, deep underground military bunkers. And they did it in high ground up and down the Rockies. Those are now completed. They do exist, as well as underground railways that are actually maglev that crisscross across the country so that executives or government officials or VIPs from Washington can get to Denver in 20 minutes. And so people could say, nah, that's fable. That's a conspiracy. Believe what you want. I've got the facts. I've had plenty of government contacts. I've been an expert on that. And, you know, not, you know, people believe, want, have a normalcy bias. They don't want to believe that anything's going to change. And they also believe that if something was going to change or were, that the government would tell them in advance. And so they're totally dependent on the government. You know, the World Trade Center event, there were those that didn't survive because the local government, meaning the security guard, went to the people on the upper floors and said, nothing's, everything's going to be all right. Go back to your desk. And so they did. Other people that are more self-responsible had their own gut feeling. They could equate the situation or evaluate. And they said, I'm out of here. They got the hell out of there as fast as they could. They flew down those stairs. And, you know, that's the end of the story. So those were the survivors. And in this new event that's coming, whatever that event may be, man-made or a combination thereof, the survivors are going to be the ones that are self-responsible, that take it upon themselves to take measures to prepare. Hopefully this doesn't happen, but to prepare just in case. And that's what it's all about. You know, you get life insurance, you don't want to use it. Who want, you know, so what? You left a dividend to your family. Or health insurance. Or auto insurance. But what we have is life assurance, and should the day come, it's priceless. You're gonna, and anybody that's a naysayer in your family, your wife, your children, you're gonna go, oh my God, Dad, you were right, and thank you, thank you, thank you so much. So that's what I provide, is nothing more than life assurance, and my goal is to build as many as I can while we still have time. You know, if we can get to 25,000 people, I'll feel better than where we are today. But we're just going to keep on going. And the demand is global. And I got Saudi sheiks asking for bunkers. I've got people throughout the South America, Australia, New Zealand, all over the world right now are asking for shelters, and they want them quick. So finally, everybody seems to be waking up.
Robert, if I can interject one, I apologize for interrupting you, but let me interject one question here real quick, because I know sure. The emails, you're going to get them, Steve's going to get them, I'm going to get them. The one question is, who would want to live like that? Who would want to live like that? I guarantee you that's going to be one of the questions, probably one of the first questions. If you have to go underground and live like that because of a, you know, an event, who would want to live like that? I didn't mean to interrupt you, but that's it.
That's excellent. So, excellent question.
Go ahead.
And I receive it all the time. So let me ask you, who would not want to live, and who would want to live on the surface without protection when all this is going down? You know, there will be survivors. Unfortunately, they won't be prepared. They're, if you are and you've got stuff, they're going to come and get you. They're going to have to take what you've got. You know, after 21 days, people will do something very horrific, and that's called cannibalism. So do you want to ride it out in a safe harbor, safe haven, and at least have the opportunity to open the door and come out the other side and see exactly where are we, where we're at? It could be a restart of humanity. Who's to say that nature won't be just the way it is today? But the population has been reduced. So we don't know what's on the other side. You know, people assume it's going to be horrific if it's nuclear. But guess what? Even nuclear, after what's the half-life of the radiation from a nuclear bomb? It's about 21 days or 30 days. And you can go back out. I mean, Hiroshima is and Nagasaki are booming cities right now. So there is an afterlife. And there's also the opportunity to stay underground, semi-permanent, until it's safe to come out, to grow food underground and so on. So I don't know. Some people are here to watch and see the event and not be part of the other side. Others, I think, are here to be part of that. It's like saying if you had a ticket back in time to get on Noah's Ark, would you want to? Knowing what we know now about what happened. And the answer should be, of course I would. All right. There's no assurance what's the other side when he opens that ramp and everybody gets off the ark. We don't know that. But we are explorers and we are meant to survive. You know, you get excited about people getting aboard Musk's spaceship and heading to Mars or wherever else. That's a one-way ride. And again, we don't know what's going to be there, how they're going to survive, and so on. But better to try than to have failed.
Good point. And thank you for spelling that out, said the phonetically challenged talk show host, what he said. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, and I want to interject something, Robert. And I have built shelters, as one of the, and this is important, as one of the founders of the survival business, and you know that when you first started hearing me out, I guess wherever I was out. But I think what's amazing, and I want you to deal with, if you would, the South Dakota area, because a lot of my listeners, Doug's listeners, our collective audience, are looking for a place, quote, that's safe. Kristi Noem, the governor of South Dakota, in my opinion, is the hallmark of someone who really cares about the residents of her state. She stood against all the lies of the devil. And I want you to talk about the shelter complex, okay, because here's the deal, Doug. You can begin to buy in and buy your own shelter, $35,000. You can buy, what, a reasonably equipped one? Share some of the details, because I think people think that deep underground military bunkers are for the billionaires, because that's everybody's take on it. But that's not your mindset. I want to make that clear, Doug. Robert's mindset is not for the elite. He's for the everyman. And so, again, I say this to people, and by the way, I've lived with that, you know, probably three times the speed of life. Well, who'd want to live? I said, you would. When your first basic response is, oh, no, I'm going to die. And I think that's God's statement to us. Why will you die, oh, man? And I tell everybody, if it hadn't been for Noah, we wouldn't be having this conversation. If it hadn't been for Joseph, we wouldn't be having this conversation. But if it hadn't been for Jesus warning us about the end times, we wouldn't be thinking of preparing. And here's the deal. We know the great quakes are coming. It's already up and down the coast. It's in the New Madrid. It's in the East Coast. We know volcanism's taking off them and all of the stuff. The coulda, shoulda, woulda, or will it, won't it, should it, probability. But share, if you would, Robert, because I've never seen the scale. Now, obviously, share about the location and what you offer, because, ladies and gentlemen, I want at the end of this broadcast, Doug wants at this broadcast, two things, hope and a place to go. Go ahead, Robert.
Okay. I try to undersell when it comes to the details with these kind of interviews, but here we go. So I bought a military base that was retired in 65 up in South Dakota. It was a place called Fort Igloo, where they made bombs for World War II. It was the base was created in 1942. Those bombs were built there, and then they were stored there. Millions of bombs over an area of about 30 square miles. And within the 30, there's an area of about 9 square miles that contains about 850, 900 bunkers that are 2,200 square feet each, floor footprint, with a 12.5-foot ceiling, and the ceiling is arched. So anyways, bigger than most people's homes. These are mammoth, but they're also vast. They're spread out 400 feet in every direction. And the reason for that was should there a bomb had gone off mistakenly in one of those vaults, they didn't have a chain reaction across the entire site. And, you know, the replacement value on the property today with all the engineering, infrastructure, roads, excavation, grading, the railroad line that ran through it about 25, 30 miles around a big loop, I guess to be in the multi-billion dollar range, meaning you can't afford it. I couldn't afford it. Very few could afford to buy and rebuild what we've got there. Anyways, it came to me in 2016. I had a contact from one of the ranchers that had bought it from the military. And, anyways, he wanted to do a deal. We did. I leased it for 99 years for a dollar. And, there was a share of proceeds, and that's how that agreement worked. But anyways, about a year ago, his bank started getting uncomfortable because of the cattle raising business. So they came to me and said, would you buy it? The land. And I said, yeah. And we started at $25 million. Believe it. And at the end of the day, we closed escrow at 2.6. So I guess I'm a negotiator. But be that as it may, I now have a base that can accommodate that one alone, 5,000 to 10,000 people, depending on how many people decide to share their bunker with. It could be 2 people. It could be 24 people. So you can do the math. But these are extremely comfortable. They're built out like 5-star hotels at the discretion of whoever buys one of the bunkers. So some have done a glamping job where it's, you know, glamorous camping underground. Others have done a complete class A hotel type suite, sleeping with 5 bedrooms, a gym, fuel, power room, water generation. Our water comes from 4,200 feet down. That's almost a mile out of the Madison Aquifer. When the water comes to the surface, it's about 120 degrees. All right. So it's coming from the deep. We then pump it up on top of a hill to an underground concrete cistern of about 250,000 gallons, where that water is then by gravity distributed to all the bunkers. We're about to drill a second well on the far west side. This site is so big that it's hard to visualize it at a glance. I mean, Google Earth, you can see it, but you can't appreciate it. So we have a hilltop there, and every time we bring media, the reporters, we take them up there to give them a visualization. And every time they go, oh, my God, you can't capture this on film. This is an unbelievable sight. The furthest bunker from the wherever you stand is like a speck. You can't tell it's a bunker. All you can see is a little speck on the horizon. That's how big this is. So when completed, it's going to be a city of like-minded people, all survivors, you know, people that are self-sufficient, but it's not going to be a cult. It's not a militia. It's none of those things. It's good, guided by rules and regs that we created that I call Disney-esque, meaning if it would be the kind of rules you'd have to oblige if you're walking around Disneyland. And, you know, meaning honor and respect each other, no shouting, no shooting, no swearing, no touching or fondling of little kids. So we're not going to have Mr. Biden over there very soon.
Thank the Lord for that, or any of the other politicos that seem to be fascinated with that also.
Yeah, there is a definite pedophile. You know, years ago, I think it was like 6 years ago, I met the director of Homeland Security for the division of child kidnapping around the world. And I said, really? Is there a problem with that? And he goes, oh, yeah. And that was before all this kind of surfaced. I wasn't aware of it. It is prolific right now. And, you know, how many of them may be getting, what's the drug they get off of, not adrenal chrome, but something off the blood of children by drinking it. Anyways, long story, don't take me down the political path. I will give you too much information. And politics isn't what caused this, isn't what caused me to build. It was an inspiration based on something to come, and that would be something 30, 40 years in my future, which is now. And so we're seeing everything come to a head. If we're not in end times, I don't know when we're going to be, or maybe this is the junior version of it. But I don't think it's far-fetched to say we are probably about to see a civil war or certainly revolution. the bullets are going to be flying within our communities. And do you want to be in the middle of that, or do you want to head for safety? Or that we're might have an invasion if that happens by a foreign country, you know, Red Dawn, truly red, meaning Chinese. And, you know, there's plenty of stories that they're already waiting at our borders to invade. And then you got things like Biden giving away the grid to the Chinese and so many secrets and so on. You know, we will likely be at war with China soon enough, or acquiesce to them as they come marching in, and you know, you can't fight them. But I think that leads to a world war. And, you know, even that compared to what's really going to happen is minute. And what's really going to happen is I do believe something from space is heading our way. And it's happened before. It happened in the Noah's Day. It happens about every 12,000 years. Some say six, whatever the frequency is, it's coming. And it's already, I think, in our inner solar system. We're starting to see the effects, as Steve mentioned, with Earth changes and perturbation of the volcanoes, the earthquakes and the faults and so on. So the other thing about South Dakota that I like, besides Naomi, the governor, very much, as everybody else seems to, is it's high, it's dry, it's about 4,000 feet altitude. You don't really want to go much higher because it'll be hard to get there when it's snow-packed in the middle of the winter. So it's the perfect altitude in our mind. It's far from all geologic activity, fault lines. It's far from the oceans or even the Great Lakes, which should they leave their basins, you know, we're hopefully gonna be able to survive that. So the Army chose that location for strategic reasons. We did too. And the other thing is, it's probably the most constitutional state in our union. You know, it's pro first, pro second, pro everything, and that's not going to change. I think if things continue the way they're going in this country, we're going to soon see a secession of states. I think South Dakota will be right on top of the list. Texas probably, maybe Wyoming, Montana, Idaho, you pick it. We all know which ones are the safest states. The other thing is, if we do see a pole shift, you know, people say, well, that's cold up there, you know. Well, maybe we'll be at the equator. So we just don't know how things are going to end up. But I do know there will be survivors. The human race will go on. And why wouldn't you want to be a part of that? And in the meantime, sit back and have your iced tea or whatever you're going to drink in your shelter with your family. Hunker down. It's a call it an extended winter holiday in your bunker. You know, bring a book. You'll have lots of things to do and talk about in games. But and you're not. And well, here's one thing I do promise: you won't stay in your bunker 1 minute longer than is necessary. So when it's safe to go out, we'll all know. You know, we have communications between bunkers. Everybody's going to have an intranet and be able to communicate and say and share knowledge and information and skill sets. And when it's time to go out, we will. And if we got to restart at that point, meaning start growing again, but wait a minute, the soil's no good. Okay, I got about 1.5 to 2 million square feet of underground growing space. We can grow all sorts of vegetables, aquaponics, mushrooms, whatever you want. And so. And right now on the property, there's 2,000 head of Black Angus cattle. So do the math. I think everybody gets 3 or 4 heads of cattle. The only thing is, we're not teaching you how to skin it. You'll have to figure that out for yourself. So, I mean, that's our biggest project. And, but the next one coming along is pretty large as well. What I don't do is backyard shelters because I don't think they're safe. You know, maybe the shelter itself, maybe, will survive the effects of a blast wave above or even through the ground. Let's say it was an asteroid that did. But, or an earthquake, but without collapsing. But can you defend your shelter in your backyard with your family 24/7 for a month, 6 months, or a year? Even if you had all the supplies, there was a movie called The Road, and it depicted exactly this. as grim and gruesome as you could think. And that is, no, you can't. You're not going to be able to stay up 24/7, or your daughter, or your wife, and so on. Somebody's going to have to be on the lookout and on the watch. And then they're going to probably arm you when they do and rip open your door. So the beauty of Vivos, we're in a large complex in the middle of nowhere in southwest South Dakota. And we can see you coming, or see 25 miles in every direction. I can see you coming on the one road that you can use to get in. It's a dirt road. It's 6.5 miles long. So good luck coming down that road if you're not a member, you know, and that's what it takes. That what it takes is you got to be with others. Pardon the famous thing. Somebody that wrote a book, It Takes a Village. Well, it takes a community. It takes a community of like-minded people that have each other's back and are willing to provide their services to each other, be it for defense or for medical, or for growing food, or for construction and carpentry, whatever it may be. That's what we're building up there. And here's one last thing I'll say about it. It's life assurance. And where else do you get an insurance policy that will likely go up in value, meaning the real estate underlying bunker is going to continue to go up in value to a point where it's priceless? And that point is when this stuff does happen. You know, what are you going to be willing to pay to get in when you've got minutes to find safety and security? You're going to pay whatever you got and everything you got, but you're probably not going to get in because there won't be any open space. It'll already be gone. You can't just come without supplies and provisions and food and everything else you're going to need. And whatever you're going to bring to barter with probably isn't fungible. So what are you bringing to the table? Unless it's skill set and supplies, I guess, would be a good thing. So sorry for the long-winded answer, but that's just really the tip of the iceberg of what we're doing here.
I think it's important, too, Doug, that the community aspect of what Robert has done is so critical because, you know, in Bozeman, Robert, you know, we had the Church Universal Triumphant in Livingston, Montana move up here almost 25 years ago and build the largest private shelters, non-military, and they had a community, obviously. It was pretty much a new age community, but as things went, the shelter care and the elderly people that seemed to be more concerned, or the older people, they went off, died off, and the young people don't have any concerns. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want to say this. You know, Bozeman, Montana used to be my favorite place. We have been displaced by everybody who's coming in that are liberals, that quite candidly are half of our university is pro-Antifa, BLM. That's how many have marched. South Dakota is my place I'm looking at. I don't mind telling you that. Because again, ladies and gentlemen, what Robert has done, and by the way, this is the first time we've ever met each other, but we've heard of each other, is put together a community that people, it's reachable. I can tell you this, you cannot build a private shelter effective, defend it. And all this, I don't need to reiterate what Robert said, but having been in the shelter business for 40 years, I was one of the first guys to go into the prefab shelter business. I told Robert this, and it was a disaster because some of the engineering guys didn't, and no need to mention any names, but the bottom line is that this is where the people can go. Now, here's the other thing I want everybody to understand. South Dakota is closest to me, but he's got shelters in Indiana and on the, it will be the western side of the Appalachians, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So here, Doug, this is it too. Our goal with this platform is to help everybody. This is an accomplishable thing. There are people calling me, Robert, all the time. I got to buy some land. I got to build. I said, you don't have the time. And by the way, I'm on record as saying, and I said this to Robert when we first met officially on the phone and through email, I said, look, I'm really worried about the Chinese. I used to take a lot of, let's just say this, crap from people on the Chinese. And also, you know, I'm watching weapon systems development. I used to read James Defense Weekly for light reading. You know, I've written all this stuff. But here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody said, well, you just tell us all the time the problems. Here is the solution. And I believe, and I told Robert, that this is why the project was kind of, I guess you'd say, dormant for a while because it wasn't the right time. This is the right time. And so what I'm telling you is this, is that I would not want to be solo. I've had solo shelters. Obviously, my kids don't share my compassion, and I'm one guy. I can't stay up enough. I can't, you know, well, actually, I can stay up. I just never sleep until I pass out or something. But the bottom line is that this is a solution. Now, Robert, how can people contact, and I'm telling you this, ladies and gentlemen, I know shelters. I know what it costs. Each one of those bomb shelters, pun intended, at least $250,000. And in Bozeman, you couldn't do it for $500,000 because there's so much building going on. They were built for a reason. They were arced for a reason. Blast pressure, overpressure, any type of asteroid impact, all of that is dissipated over the top of the shelters. And the other shelters are within, it's the same thing. Even what would go over one would be dissipated over the next. The spacing is critical. The defensibility is critical. And so this is the thing. Even the hospital, and it's my goal, Robert, seriously, to provide a place for the and come up with the money to do it, okay? I'm talking me now. The bottom line is to get the shelters that there's a lot of single women out there. When I say single, I'm talking widows, okay, elderly people, and that need a hope, okay, that can't afford this if they're living on Social Security. But for those of you who do, the bottom line is you can afford it. This is the most well-thought-out, well-programmed thing I've ever seen in my life. And I used to, you know, study Swiss shelters and Finnish shelters. I used to carry the most expensive survival stuff you could buy, the Luwa filter, L-U-W-A, from Switzerland. I mean, I sold armored cars. I sold everything, bulletproof cars, everything you could buy in the survival thing. But at the end of the day, where do you put all your stuff? And I can tell you this, that, and I'm excited. You can probably get the feeling that I'm excited. And I can tell you that more and more people, every day, things are going to become worse and worse. You hear Doug and I talking, and we only tell you the stuff that we spoon feed sometimes just because it's overwhelming. But here's a solution to the mental anguish. Where do I go, Lord? What do you want me to do? You can't go it alone, nor should you. So again, Robert, just kind of explain the pricing structure, because I don't want, and I know you don't like to sell your own goods, but people got to know this is affordable. And I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, you even provide financing, correct?
Yeah, we do. The cost of a, thank you, Steve, the cost of a base shelter or a bunker is $35,000 as is. The replacement cost on that, we are guesstimating at about $250,000. But it wouldn't be within our compound of 5,000 like-minded. And so to get, just to start off, it's very affordable, very cheap. You know, people say, well, I don't even have 35,000. Okay, then we provide financing, reasonable financing. But I will say it's not a homeless shelter. And so, you know, people you constantly are degrading us as having this for the elite. Well, I don't think somebody that owns something that costs $35,000 is elite. That's a compact car these days, or maybe the lowest end Jeep. And so, you know, we're far from it. And then they say, well, I don't have the money to build it out. We can build it out like a first class hotel or underground cruise ship. Our price is $110,000 for the build out, which is still cheap. Build a whole house, 2,200 square feet with everything. But others are doing what's called glamping. And once the water and sewer is put in, and they have toilet and a power generation, there's different levels of how you can do that. Then they're just going in with outdoor tents and small camping kitchens and so on, even compost toilets. And they're setting it up like, you know, some sheik or Arab's harem, you know, with the tents inside and the throw carpets and so on. I've seen them do it, and it's very comfortable, very creative. And you can do that for a few thousand dollars. What's the cost to buy a used tent or to buy, doesn't have to be new, or some used carpets, go to the, you know, garage sales. There's no excuse not to try to do it. And the other thing is, you obviously aren't going to do this alone. So maybe you put together some bunker buddies and, you know, you put them together, not us. So you know who you're teaming up with. And it could be friends from your church, it could be family from work, a guy down the street, other like-minded people. Because, you know, you can share up to 24 people in one of these very comfortably. So let's take 35 divided by 24. What are you looking at? 1,500 a person or so, or 1,400, somewhere in there. Sorry about my quick math. And, you know, if you can't afford that, then go to Home Depot. And they, I'll be facetious if you don't mind. People say, well, do you have anything less expensive? And I said, well, we don't often try to sell it, but we do. You can get it at Home Depot. You don't even have to buy it from us. It's galvanized. And it's only about $12. So you can buy that, dig a hole, put it in the ground, but make sure you pull the lid down real tight over your head because, you know, otherwise you're not going to survive. And that's being facetious, but, you know, there is a threshold as to what something worthy is going to cost. And I can't think of anything more worthy. And you know what the greatest thing is? You're taking advantage of what I did, and that is to buy it for $2.6 million or on the cheap. But now we're having to put in the infrastructure, the water lines, all sorts of things. We have over 100 miles of roadway within the complex. That means for me to deliver water to every bunker, I got to go 100 miles. That's a lot of underground infrastructure. So, you know, it's a very, very epic, big project. And given enough lead time and enough people out there that are waking up, we'll get it all done. If we don't, we'll have third or half for after the fact.
Oh, I think he just froze up, Steve. We might have lost him.
Okay. Go ahead, Doug. You take it.
Well, I was going to ask him. You're back.
Are you there?
Yeah. Okay. We lost you just for a moment. Yeah. Can you hear us? Is this thing on? Hello.
Let me get this. All right.
Wait a second.
Doug has a question that he wanted to ask you.
Yeah, I'm just curious, okay? So are there any people – is this currently occupied by anyone?
Yeah, we have about 24 families living there right now.
Okay.
And that's growing regularly. More and more people are saying, can I live there full time? And the answer is yes. It can be your home away from home. The state doesn't care. The county doesn't care. We don't care. We want you to do that. And I'll tell you, they're not just living there. They're bonded. Thanksgiving, there was one of the bunkers put on a Thanksgiving dinner, and about a dozen different families showed up, and they all brought something. Well, they had so many turkeys, they had to have Thanksgiving the next day, too, on Friday. Then the same thing happened on Christmas or Eve and day. It's New Year's Eve and so on. So it's like, it's funny because when I call there, usually at the end of the day, I get some time. I'll call one or two of the guys and I'll hear a noise in the background. I'll say, what are you doing? And they say, well, oh, that's Joe and John and whoever else. And they're over there having a beer and they're having a really good time. You know, they're always having get togethers. And that to me is the icing on the cake. That to me does more for my motivation and my heart than anything else in my spirit to know that it's working, that we are building a community that will grow to be probably one of the tightest communities you've ever seen. You know, look at where we are in today's world. I don't know about Bozeman, but in San Diego where I'm at, you know, you're lucky to know two of your neighbors, and you're lucky to be friends with more than one. You know, it's just the way people are. And so, but up there, they're not. And so we really have dialed this thing in up there as we are dialing it in on other complexes, including Indiana, which is already fully commissioned and done and ready. On that one, you buy into a full turnkey, and all you do is show up with your luggage or your underwear.
Steve, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Steve.
Okay. I think the major point of all this is this. God created the family, and the isolation of that BS quarantine, and you live in the quarantine capital of the United States in California, don't you? I know how bad San Diego is, one of the most beautiful cities in the world, was. The bottom line is that if you understand how we all think we got to do it, but we lose track of the fact that there are people, for instance, Robert, that God put this on his heart years ago to do this. And then he let it lie for, maybe 20 years or so. I mean, he's the same age as I am. And the thing is, that means we're wiser. I'm just kidding. The bottom line is that there is no better or more important thing. Because look, homeschooling is going to be the only schooling very soon. You'll have clone factories and you'll have, the most horrific rape of children trying to learn. But in a survival community, the coolest thing is there's so many people. And as you heard Robert say, they've got doctors, they've got military guys. They got people that it's only going to take one event. I guarantee you that event is very near. Well, you've said that for 35 years. Well, yeah. And I was 35 years early and you can't afford to be 1 minute too late. Here's the thing. It's critical that people understand that there are solutions. And even now, do you have spaces too in your Indiana unit available now?
Yes.
Yep. And so he's talking about multiple locations and the 3 million square feet. I got news for you. That's a whole lot of architecture and real estate underground. If you think this is all nonsense, ladies and gentlemen, the hordes are coming. We are in, and I'm on record. I make no apologies. I'll never apologize. We are in a Bolshevik communist revolutionary overthrow of the United States of America. Anybody that tells you that that's fear-mongering, they're dead. They're the walking dead. Here's a man whose passion and his money and his, I guess you'd say, more important, his concern for people. There's no place like this I know of in the world. And I know a lot of stuff. I don't talk about a lot of stuff. You don't think this is important. What do you think all the food recall, meats or vegetables or anything? They're all going into the underground military bunkers. People think, they're just recalling this stuff because it's got salmonella or that's Bravo Sierra. So the thing is that you can even, if I don't know where you live, but South Dakota, depending, and if you need to, you can go on the night and be there probably from the western United States in a matter of 12 hours. I mean, there's within range they put on their website. But I want to say something. I've never seen a more cohesive. I've never seen a more detailed website. I've never seen a more thoughtful and thought out website. And I've never, in all my years of being in the preparedness business and as a founder of it, one of the founders, there's a bunch of us, half dozen. Bottom line is that it's all there. It's turnkey. Trust me, you can't go by the old 50 civil defense manuals, take a door off your hinges, stack it with books on your right and your left, cower like a cower, literally cower in fear until you have to go to the bathroom the first time. So it's critical that I'm saying this. Those of you who listen to the Hagman Report, and there's other shelters, correct? You even have other properties around the world?
Yes. Europe, Korea, South Korea coming. Mm-hmm. And others that I'm not going to talk about because I'm under contract not to. They're that private. But, yes. So, and we will build one. You're looking on screen right now at the Trine Complex, which is a can hold anywhere from a couple hundred people to several thousand people. But it's custom built. It takes years to build, and it is expensive because it's brand new construction. You're looking at $75,000 to $100,000 per person. So that's really for a country, a government, or the mega uber rich. So anyway, Steve, I appreciate the endorsement. I would also love to have you there as one of the founders at this point, because we're still in the embryonic stage. One thing I found about you, Steve, that's interesting is everybody that's out there, and I won't mention the names, but we all know who the other dozen guys are. They all talk about the problem. You know, this is going to happen or that's going to happen, but they never to offer a solution. They never talk about the solution. And, you know, what fear is when there's a problem and you don't have a solution to it. You know, when you get on a roller coaster and you're not smart enough to know, well, did the guy oil it right this morning? Did they walk it the line properly? It creates a little fear. And that's why you're apprehensive when you get on it. And when you're off, it's like, wow, that was great. It's things you don't control. The government may know what's coming. I'm sure they do. But they can't tell us why. It'll create an instant global panic and a meltdown of society. So they're not going to tell us until they can no longer hide it. And what that means is when you can look up in the sky and see it with your naked eye. So, you know, they don't want to create fear. And in that regard, they probably feel that they're doing a good shepherding of mankind. There's others out there that, you know, you really got to question COVID and the vaccine and the changing of our DNA. You know, there's this guy out there, I'm not going to mention his name, who in one context is saying, take my vaccine, which will change your DNA forever. And in the other hand, he's saying the world needs to be depopulated by about 95%. So these people believe what they're doing is good for the world. Why? Because it's true, we can't keep growing the way we're growing. At 10 or 12 billion people on the planet, we will have disease and famine everywhere. So either Mother Nature is going to put a stop to it, which is fine, or they're going to. But that's not the way it's written. They don't have the right to take it in their hands and decide who lives and who dies. You know, on Fox News, been on many times, so there's one time, and this guy was very aggressive. It was probably one of the first interviews I did there. And he said, well, aren't you capitalizing on people's fears? And I said, wait a minute. You mean the fears that you create with every news segment? It says alert, alert, alert. And then you cut to commercial, which capitalizes on the story you just gave. I said, I don't cut to commercial. I don't have alert, alert, alert. I don't tell people the fears. I try to educate them a little. But what I'm providing is a solution to what you're selling. And that solution is not fear. What it is I resolve their fears. And I help them sleep at night knowing they have a solution. Look, let's say you had a $100,000 car or Ferrari, you know, $300,000. Would you feel very comfortable driving it down the street without insurance? No. And that's effectively what I sell. It's your life. You know, how can you go about life and take that risk or put your children at risk? And by the way, that's what this is about. It's not about guys like you and me. I don't know that I can procreate anymore or you or that anybody would want to with us. But I do know that I want to see the young generation, the 1-year-olds to 10-year-olds to 15, whatever it may be, they are what it's all about. They're the ones that are going to come out the other side and start anew. Why wouldn't you want that for your family, for your bloodline, to have a place in the future? Or let's do the opposite. Why would you want or how could you dare have just keep your family at home and ignore all this when the cannibals and the animals and everything else comes banging on your door to get what you got? Oh, and she's kind of cute. We'll take her too. You know, hate to go there, but that's the truth. That's the reality. So we're not here doing a bad thing. Either you, Steve, with your information or me with my solution. All right. We're here for a reason. And in my case, doing a show like yours is not to sell bunkers. It's to wake people up. And I think the good news is they are. You know, this election thing really woke people up to reality. And hopefully things won't go bad, but they, you know, well, Steve, you've been saying this for 35 years and nothing's ever happened. No, a lot of things have happened that you've forecast and they're going to continue to happen. But by the time they happen, people are kind of numb to it. You know, if you told us 30 years ago America was going to be communist, we would have said, what? You're crazy. Or socialist. Guess what, Steve? You were right. And it's here now. And so, you know, it's like the guys that were saying Area 52 or 51 existed. And there was, you know, whatever was going on out there. And everybody said, no, you're crazy. There's nothing there. And the government denied it and so on. Yeah, until about 2 years ago. And then they acknowledged that it did exist. So they were labeled conspiracy theorists. But what is a conspiracy theorist? It's a critical thinker. It's somebody who's not buying the Politburo party line and story and is saying, nah, this doesn't add up. I'm going to look at the details of the facts that nobody else takes the time to do. They just listen to CNN and whatever they tell them to be the truth. Okay, that's the truth. I get it. I'm going to go back to my job and pay my taxes and get a good credit rating. All right? I mean, we are at the point where, what was the movie guy says, go outside, open your window, and say, I'm fed up and I'm not going to take it anymore. And that's where we are. Oh. And it's a very short fuse now. The first 100 days, I don't know, but watch what's already slipping. Watch all the orders that have already taken place. So I don't know if I'm going to have space in a month, but I do have it now. And I welcome people like you, Steve, and Doug, and others that are genuinely good people. If you're not, we're going to evaluate. We're going to psychologically determine you aren't. And it doesn't take much. I mean, people alienate themselves so quickly. I mean, we get things like, I would never go into a bunker if there was children there. Okay. Let us know how it works out for you on the outside. Or if there's dogs, I've got an allergy. Okay, well, I think they got some medicine for that. It's over the counter, you know. So if you're allergic to dogs in a bunker, how are you going to be when the aliens and the vicious animals that have run out of food are going to come knocking on your door?
I'm going to tell you something. We got about three. I just want to warn you. We only have about 3 minutes, Robert and Steve. And by the way, I ain't going nowhere without my dog. All right. Go ahead, finish up. 3 minutes.
My loving golden retriever, the sweetest bear in the world. But you know, and by the way, anybody that doesn't love pets, animals, is a very shallow person. You know, and that's another clue for us. Well, you know, you're so self-centered, you're so narcissistic, you can't even look beyond, you know, to share anything with anybody. You know, it's like you want to kick the dog. So anyways, bottom line is there's many things. People say, I would never go there if there's black people. You know, we're colorblind and we're religious neutral. None of that has any effect on us. I like to say I don't care about the color of your skin. I do care about the color of your attitude. And that's
or
what
heart. It or heart.
Or your heart, same thing. And so either you're a good person or you're not. And if you're not, you know, you might survive, but we're not going to have you survive with vivos. And that doesn't mean we're, you know, arrogant or anything. It just means my job is to fill that place with the best of the best, people that are genuine and spiritual and have each other's back and let nature from there on take its course. All right. So fantastic. I'm creating the vessel.
And Robert, we're going to have the link to the program or the link to your website in the program description box. And, folks, it's, TerraVivos, TerraVivos.com. It'll be in the link will be in the program description box. Steve, minute left. Take it away. Close this out.
Ladies and gentlemen, the time to act is now. Too many people are sitting waiting on their computer keyboards, watching the display. They're saying, I can't move. Fear paralyzes. Action and even anticipation in preparation. I've said this, and by the way, I told Robert, life assurance is not anti-biblical. Life insurance, you got to die to collect. Life assurance is what Noah had, what Joseph had, what the patriarchs had, the pioneer spirit had. And I can tell you this, I know of no better place. Now, of course, where I live, you've got to contact and talk to Robert. And again, do you want people to email you, Robert? Do you want them to, what's your preference?
hope to be a member, and they'll answer some questions, and then we take it from there.
Okay, thank you. Hey, thanks for coming on today, and I will be over in South Dakota very soon.
Oh, the other thing, Steve, is they should mention your name and how they heard about us, or yes. Mr. Hagman.
Yep, just sounds put good. SQ.
All right, gentlemen, SQ or DH, and email. The contact information is off the website. Got to go. End of the show. Folks, have a good night. God bless, and see you tomorrow.